This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how can New York City discourage migrating birds from flying into skyscrapers? First, this: in Louisiana, officials have ended house-by-house searches for more victims of Hurricane Katrina. The state's death toll from that hurricane is put at more than 970 people, with more than 220 dead in Mississippi. In the case of the later Hurricane Rita, investigators say that no one they know of died directly from that hurricane, but more than 100 people did lose their lives because of circumstances created by it. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
A day after Hurricane Rita made landfall at the extreme southeast tip of Texas, that state's governor, Rick Perry, appeared on Meet the Press. When Tim Russert asked how many deaths have been the result of this hurricane, the governor answered,
"Well, from the direct impact of the hurricane, it appears at this particular point in time that it's zero."
Perry went on to acknowledge the bus near Dallas that exploded, killing 23, but concluded his answer with, "We have truly dodged a major bullet." Soon thereafter, official tallies of the dead inched up, but when the Houston Chronicle ran a story in the days after Rita referring to a death toll of 10, they were inundated with letters wondering, what about the bus? As the Chronicle's editors considered that complaint, the medical examiner of Harris County, Houston's home, released a report which documented 31 people who died during the evacuation process. Ronnie Crocker, an editor with the Chronicle, describes the paper's reaction.
"We didn't realize how many people had died on the route. And when the medical examiner's list came across on, I guess, Wednesday afternoon, and we saw 31 deaths, and you read the accounts of them where they're like 108 degree temperature, 112, 107, it was clear immediately that they weren't just dying in Harris County. And so that's when we started looking at the different counties all along the evacuation route."
Chronicle staffers began canvassing Texas's more than 250 counties. They talked to medical examiners, justices of the peace, and hospitals in areas throughout the state. To date, this, the most complete survey, puts the total number of deaths attributable to Rita at 111. Who to count and who not to wasn't always clear. Ronnie Crocker gives this example.
"But we had a 2-year-old that was backed over, and the reason that child was out of the vehicle and, you know, near cars was because the family he was traveling with had stopped to rest in a line of traffic."
But the case of a Houston woman who died in a car accident in Mexico was not counted in this tally, even though she wouldn't have left Houston if not for the evacuation. These kinds of judgment calls being made in the newsroom mirrored the work of medical examiners around the state. Stephen Pastilnik is the chief medical examiner for Galveston County, which had 2 deaths caused by Rita. Maybe. One was a man who was asphyxiated, possibly preparing for the hurricane. The other was a teenager with a pre-existing heart condition who died in his car during the evacuation. Neither Pastilnik nor Beverly Begay, the chief medical investigator for Harris County, were sure who would collect the data. No formal requests have been made, though Governor Perry has formed a panel to draw lessons from the evacuation. The saddest part of this whole story may just be that a lot of the evacuations were unnecessary and maybe even avoidable. While experts acknowledge that certain hurricanes on certain trajectories should spur a countywide evacuation, Rita was not one of these hurricanes. Harris County based its evacuation plans partly on a survey conducted by a private firm. The wind damage expert for that survey was Bob Bailey. Bailey says there was enough time to realize that Rita had changed course, which is why he, unlike most of his neighbors, chose not to evacuate his suburban Houston home.
"I was actually surprised. The majority of our neighborhood evacuated. I think they were somewhat alarmed. It was always a worst case, was what was being conveyed. You know, that's one part of the picture, but certainly it's not a complete picture."
In natural disasters, complete and thorough pictures are often obscured. That's why getting a precise count of Rita's toll will be impossible, the medical examiners say. Perhaps the best method is one that has been used by epidemiologists for other public health crises. The number of deaths in a given time period, in this case the last few days of September, will be taken, going back a few years. This will be compared to the overall death toll near Houston for late September 2005. The resulting difference, which sidesteps any debate about cause, is called excess deaths. The number will be neither definitive nor perfect, but it will give future researchers a pretty good idea of the human toll of Rita's devastation. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.